This is the Texas Standard.
While Texas lawmakers may have left the state capitol for now, plenty of their bills did not go anywhere. One piece of legislation that did not make it to the governor's desk included a measure that would have licensed immigrant detention facilities in Texas as child care providers. This was an effort to avoid a federal rule requiring those centers not to hold minors for more than 20 days. But a new report says the federal government is doing that anyway, and some families have been at Texas detention centers far longer than allowed by law. Meredith Hoffman wrote about this for the Associated Press. She joins us now. Meredith, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
So in your story, you highlight a family who's been held at an immigration detention facility in Texas for 6 months. Could you tell us a little more about this family and their journey?
Yes, sure. So it's actually a family from Afghanistan. There's a woman, Samira Hakimi, a 35-year-old with two young sons, ages 4 and 8, and her sister-in-law, and her sister-in-law's now 10-month-old son, who have been held in a facility in Karnes Detention Center since December. And only earlier this month, Samira, who has previously suffered depression, actually attempted to commit suicide in the facility because it was really too much. And the family had fled the Taliban because in Afghanistan, they had been operating schools with a Western-style curriculum and having scholarships both for boys and girls.
What about the legislation that Texas lawmakers were trying to pass this session that would have licensed detention facilities as child care providers? What was the goal there, and does it appear to matter at all that this did not pass?
Well, advocates say that this piece of legislation was intended to prolong the lawful stays of families in detention because a couple of years ago, as you noted, a judge ruled that minors can only be held in unlicensed, secure or locked facilities for up to 20 days. And while these facilities are indeed locked, this could have licensed the facilities and provided an argument that families could have been held in them longer than 20 days.
So immigrant rights activists said this Texas effort was a bad idea, even calling it an idea that would have led to baby jails. Can you tell us a little more about the backlash and why this didn't pass in Texas?
Sure. Well, actually, immigrant activists already call these facilities baby jails. Mm-hmm. I've actually visited Karnes. It is indeed a lockdown facility, hence the reason that people call it a baby jail, because you have children who are stuck inside of it. The bill's authors say that this piece of legislation was designed to help ensure that the detention centers had oversight by the state. Pediatricians, child welfare advocates, a whole host of people have testified that holding children in the immigrant detention facilities causes severe psychological and at times physical damage for the children.
You told us a little bit about the Hakimi family. Do we know how many others have been held in Texas facilities longer than this 20-day limit?
Sure. Well, this year, I've only heard of at least 7 families who have faced this. And actually, when the facilities first started housing families in the summer of 2014 to address an influx of women and children crossing the border to seek asylum from Central American gang violence, the facilities were holding families for up to 10, 11 months. Hmm. So this is not the first time that this has happened, and it is at a much smaller scale than it previously was. However, now it has clearly been deemed a violation of the law.
Do we know what's next for the Hakimi family?
They actually had their asylum hearing earlier this month, so they're awaiting their final decision. So if they do indeed receive asylum, they will finally be released into the United States.
Meredith Hoffman is a reporter for the Associated Press. Meredith, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.